WSEL 664 mobile monitoring Trenton.
WRCP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRWR 357, mobile and monitoring.
WRYR 503, monitoring.
Good morning, 503. This is Randy in Macomb County.
Okay, enough of that. I'm over here in near Centerline, Michigan, if you know where that's at.
Oh yeah, I know exactly where that's at. I work right over at Van Dyke, near Van Dyke and 16 Mile. So doesn't Van Dyke run right through the center of Centerline?
Yeah, I'm Van Dyke. You get really excited.
Yeah, isn't Centerline like the only city that's entirely inside of another city?
The only city that I know that's surrounded by a city.
Yeah, I always wondered what came, if Warren was there and then this city popped up in the center, or if Centerline existed first and then Warren kind of formed around it.
Probably Centerline is doing that whole thing. You have to explain it to people so they really understand what they understand how it's set up. Break.
Yeah, go ahead, breaking station. In the previous station, 503, you were starting to break up. I'm not sure if you moved in your house or something, but I just got that transmission. Go ahead, breaking station.
Yep, this is WRWD 489. I'm going to add a comment to that. You forgot about Highland Park. That is a city within a city.
Man, that's been a while. Yeah, that's another one.
Did you say Highland Park? What city is that inside of? Is it inside of Detroit?
Yeah,
Yes, be correct.
6 mile, and it's basically surrounded by Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's so big. I remember reading somewhere that, like, New York City, Boston, and, like, Chicago would all fit inside the city limits of Detroit.
We're giving everybody a geography lesson.
WSTV 387.
So I guess Justin Trudeau ran away from home last night.
Oh yeah, I haven't checked the news yet. What happened there?
Pretty much his entire cabinet told him to shove it.
It's about time he's been Prime Minister a little too long.
Yeah, he took after his dad. Here.
What do you expect?
I thought his dad was Fidel Castro.
That's why I said he was innocent. He wasn't married to Trudeau's mother. They were just having affairs.
He didn't disappear. He went to a bunker warming party. The centerline station, man, you're very weak.
Things are getting interesting. I usually don't care much about politics, but I find it kind of humorous that his entire cabinet ran off on him.
He hasn't been very popular, and I'm just surprised that he's been in this position for as long as he has when there's been a lot of dissatisfaction and controversy surrounding him.
There's a word that defines him. It's called nitwit.
I kept seeing headlines the last, 2 days that he was going to resign. Is that what happened? Did he actually resign?
Yeah, he didn't resign, so he just had no cabinet, and it's like the full definition of a lone duck. It's ridiculous.
Your signal's getting real weak. I'm not sure if you're on a handheld or what, if you're moving your house, but we missed about half that transmission. It's just a lot of noise. But anyways, yeah, I agree. Yeah, he's a nitwit and not really aware of what's going on. This is WIWR 357.
We got a similar situation here. It's just a little bit more convoluted. President who's dealing with the border wall selling it. You can't make this stuff up.
Well,
Well, I'm sure the Canadians are celebrating right now. A lot of them cannot stand it.
He should have been not allowed to be. He should have been quietly tucked away in a nursing home because I went to my mother's head picture really bad, and just how he acted. It's really hard to contain sometimes because they actually get violent, and that's never a good thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, my friend, the weird behavior changes. Like one minute I was her son, next minute I was her estranged cousin from Germany who was here to rob her. She called the police on me 3 times.
I get it, man. I work in the healthcare industry, so I know all about it.
Lucky me that two of the officers that showed up each time knew me, so they knew me from the past, but it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, copy that. What do we got here, anyways? Personal, here's Mike.
I guess I was lucky because I worked in a number of projects like Ypsilanti that had dementia wards. So I got pretty well versed in it before I ever was exposed to it in my own personal life. To put screwdrivers or any sharp objects in pockets when you're working. Come up and stab you in the back and kill you.
All right, there. Well, I'm where I gotta be, so I'm gonna get off the key here and get inside this work 20. So, catch y'all later. WRWB 489.
You have a good day. This is November 8, Juliet Whiskey Bravo listening. I just realized I put my amateur call out there. WRYR 503. There we go.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec, 805 mobile monitoring. WSDD 439 monitoring.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WSCI 783 is station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, clear.
WSDG 572, standing off. WSDG 572, signing off.
WRAL 504, monitoring channel.
WSFW 542, monitoring.
Station 218, station 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRFT
nothing better to do.
Other channels, just radio on. And I just wondered what channel that is. That button that you keep pushing, if you talk into it, who will talk back to you, believe it or not? WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
Hi, Bob. WIUG 488.
Afternoon, Jack. Hopefully you're going well down there today.
Yes, we're doing good. How about you?
Systems go here. Overcast. I don't know what, probably 36, 34 degrees out there. Occasional slow flurries, but other than that, Jack, all systems go, sir.
good to hear from you, Bob. I didn't hear you like yesterday at all. I think that later on I'll be on the way out. I gotta go to a hardware store for a little bit. Find out what they have over there for sale for Christmas, something like that. And I come back and it will talk to you anyhow. So the weather here is no sunshine. It's a little bit cloudy, really. That's all. It's a cold. Roger.
Same here. We're looking at a weather change here, mid weekend. Maybe some more snow surges coming through this way. But other than that, all good, Jack. Well, enjoy your hardware store. They're always fun to browse through. And we'll do it again later, Jack. WRZP 544, clear on your final.
Bob, good to hear from you. You take care. Have a good day. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
WRBR 430 testing.
USDM 993 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
audio, though. We are holding your repeater, so if you want to try it again.
WSEL 664 mobile monitoring.
Station 421, WQT, waiting.
Thank you.
USPS 386 mobile.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRZS 307, also monitoring.
Station 421, Station 421, WIUG, 88, copy. IUG, 48.
Got IOG down there downstate. How you doing down there tonight? See, nobody wants to talk tonight.
WSBI 783 to station 213. Station 213, you copy?
Thank you.
You're coming in there, radio check. A little weak, but you're coming in there.
Cool, God, WFC, I'm 993.
WSIF, 413.
WSC 445, copy.
Whiskey, Romeo, Papa, Bravo, 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, lurking.
F448. Sounding good in Flat Rock. This is WSAH 780.
WRPV 448. Hello, Flat Rock. You are sounding very good and clear as well today. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you're doing the same. Thought I'd get this little handheld out and see if they can holler out there.
Sounds pretty good for a little handheld. I'm currently on a base station off the Flint repeater, Groveland Township, Mount Holly, if you're familiar with that. Over.
Okay, yeah, I think we talked the other night, right? I'm Mount Holly. Yeah, I believe we talked before. Okay. Yeah, I'm on a little kid radio here. 21 miles to the repeater in Detroit from Flat Rock.
Well, that's very good. Those little kid radios do a pretty decent job. But yeah, that's pretty impressive. Over.
Yeah, I've got quite a few handhelds from both banks to Kentwoods and stuff, and they all seem to get out pretty good right here where I'm at in Flat Rock. I'm close to Lake Erie and close to Detroit River, so that cuts down on a lot of brush and buildings in between.
Copy that. I'm at a ravine, and next to the state park, I've got two lakes next to my house, and that's kind of like line of sight toward Flint, and my antenna's about 26 feet up in the air, so I'm kind of blessed to be right in this little niche, I guess. If I were down the street one direction or the other, I probably wouldn't be getting out at all. Over.
Right, you sound real clear though, right now anyway, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I can move 6 inches to the right or left and I won't pick up nothing or be able to transmit. Everything's kind of hit and miss where I'm at. There's a lot of electrical noise and such.
You know what you might want to try, that would be a temporary, inexpensive, get-you-by type thing, is if you get like a roof mount, GMRS, little whip antenna for your car, and maybe put it on a cooking sheet up on a shelf in your room, that would probably help tremendously.
Yeah, I've got all that. I got a dedicated GMRS outside on my awning on a cooking sheet, and a mobile radio, a Wooksound radio, a pretty good radio. I can get out really, really good on 50 watts. I can get out pretty good. But I like testing the handhelds out and see what I can do with those.
RPV 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, I know what you mean about those handhelds. I kind of got a soft spot for them too. In fact, I recently just picked up a new Radiodity GM30 Plus, and I put a Nagoya antenna on it, and that's my new go-to handheld. But yeah, I've got countless Bofangs too. That's what got me into these radios. The cost and they're decent enough to see whether or not you like the hobby or not. Over.
Yeah, right. I started about 5 years ago with a Bofang UV5X3 and just got addicted from there. Got quite a few radios. Always been into all kinds of mobile radio, CBs, scanners, all that kind of stuff. I don't have my ham or anything. I really don't see a need for it. This GMRS is fine. And I mostly monitor the ham bands anyway. I don't see the point in getting a ham for just monitoring.
Copy that. I might work on getting my technicians, but it's not high priority right at the moment. I got into the GMRS being next to the park, thinking it would be neat to play with those in the park. But primarily now, if I'm not talking on the network, my wife and I use the GMR radios when we're in town and we're in different stores and we need to talk to each other. I have for everybody on my street in the event things get a little weird. So I'm kind of like the go-to radio guy in my neighborhood. Over.
Yeah, sounds good. It should be pretty good running Simplex in the neighborhood like that. I should be pretty good. That is TD-88 I'm running it with on your boy up 771G. It does a pretty good job, that's for sure. I get out whenever I pick it up.
So on one of my Bofang radios, it's a GMI radio, I bought the short Nagoya antenna. Okay, it's about half the length of all my other ones because I wanted something a little bit more compact. And I was extremely surprised I was able to get out with that shorter antenna, and I was told I sounded good. I was impressed. Over.
I have the shorter Nagoya also. It's strictly a 162 megahertz, and it gets out almost as good as this 771.
Yeah, quite surprising. I was, like I said, very impressed. However, I figured half the length of the antenna, maybe half the price. Oh, heck no. It was still a $20 antenna. Over.
Yeah, it was about $20. Yeah. It's only about 3 or 4 inches, though. I'm we'll talk to you coming in loud and clear. That's got the 780.
Very good. You are starting to fuzz in and out. You might want to charge that battery or something. Definitely, we'll be in touch. We'll do it again, as Sheboygan Bob likes to say. This is WRPV 448. I am clear and monitoring the frequency. Have a good day.
WSBM 924 out of Dearborn Heights, monitoring.
Whiskey Robert Frank King 359 out of Wyandotte, monitoring.
Sierra Foxtrot Delta 595, monitoring on my handheld while I'm driving home from work, from one end of Wayne County to the other.
How are we going?
Well, again, just wanted to let you know, it seems like what I would assume somebody's doing some work on the on Macomb. I wouldn't know myself, but that's what it seems like. So I imagine it would be back up in a little bit. But Detroit and everything else is still connected to the network if you get around to a spot where you can get into Detroit. But yeah, make out anything from your transmissions there.
Yeah, I heard you what he said. So I'm coming to the down. That's what he's telling me, Roger.
But that's it. Mount Clemens went down. The Detroit and everything else is still connected, but the Mount Clemens had gone down.
Back online now.
All right, well, there you go, Jack. It's back up, and we should be able to hear you. So, better connection with the out form again. WRUX 245, stay by.
Well, Sean, how you doing?
Jack?
But it's not sounding good.
Is this better, Jack?
Yes, please. Better, but it's still cutting off a little bit.
A lot of white noise is covering up both of you guys. WRUX 293,
Ronald.
Station 245, WING 38, copy.
Yeah, Jack, I got a copy on you. How are you? How are you doing?
Doing fine. Well, it says WIUX, it got cut off a little bit, and it came back on.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of crackling. Nothing, didn't get nothing at all.
Yeah, that was another station. Any better?
Station out there, where's your location? I'm over here in Rochester Hills, and this is WIUG, waiting, copy.
Yeah, I don't hear that other station there, Jeff, but...
No, I hear you, but you're cutting off. So I don't know if you're on a handheld or not. I'm on a base station.
Yeah, I'm on a base, but I've got somebody here in the neighborhood that's on the same frequency, but it's a simplex channel. And I do get a bit of a Christmas light while they're hung up out that way.
Hey, no problem. All right, good to hear you and good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
All right, yeah. No. Jack, and maybe I'll hear you.
don't know about that neighbor. It's really messing you up with the repeater.
Yeah, I figured as much. I'm going to change the situation.
No problem. Take care. WIAZ, 48. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. Yeah, go ahead. What is your call sign? And where are you located at? I'm over here, Rochester Hills. But you're not sounding good at all. This is station 793.
Yeah, okay, let me try my speed to buy it. How about here?
That's what I got. How about here and you cut off?
Yeah, okay, switched over to high power. How's that there, sir?
It's a lot better. I can hear you very clear. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I just wanted to know if I was cutting the repeater. How you doing tonight, Jack?
I'm doing good. I just got home. I was out in the hardware store and I just came back. Roger. No problem. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Roger that. You take care, Jack. You have a good evening too, sir. And if I don't contact with you by the holidays, have a good holiday too. WSOZ 793 sitting back monitoring.
You sound 100% better. Stay where you're at. I think you're on the walkie-talkie, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I gotta sit in one position. I'm sitting in a chair, but I have to sit in one position. But if I move even a hair to the right or left, everything starts going crazy there. Roger.
You gotta have that antenna straight up in the air. Like I don't know if I told you or not. And you gotta have that good antenna. The Nagoya 771G. That is the best antenna out there.
Yes, sir. I remember all that you told me. I'm ordering the Nagoya. I heard a lot of good things, not only from you, but other people, and then I looked up online, a lot of good reviews and everything, so I'm going to grab one there. Roger.
no problem. I'm not going to tell anybody, buy this and buy this and buy that, and I'm wrong. I don't do those things. Anyhow, a lot of people, I got back from people saying, you're doing a good job out there. And the one gentleman, he bought three radios like mine, and he had them all in his car, and they were all doing good. Anyhow, good talking to you. WIUG 48.
Yeah, right, Jack. Well, it was good talking to you, too. Always is. Very soon. Got a phone call here, so I'm going to go ahead and get on the side. WSSD 793 after your final.
WRUG 488. WRUX 245.
And now you're sounding better, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you. Well, thanks for letting me know about that signal. My antenna is actually getting very, very hot on the basement. So, looks like it's time for a new antenna.
You're still cutting off a little bit. Sorry to tell you that, but that's okay. I heard you exactly what you said. The antenna getting hot and all that stuff. It happens, you know. What can you do, Roger?
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I understand the breaking up. I'm walking around out here in the yard, so, yeah, it'll kind of come in and out here with the handheld. So, yeah. So, definitely, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Take care and have a good evening. And if I don't hear from you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. WIUG 48.
Yep, same to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Say 73 to you. WRUX 245. Standing by.
WSBS 311, WSBN 87.
A887, but all but giving up on you. What's up?
Well, lots of activity here in Mount Clemens. People walking out in front of me. You got to be very careful. I was thinking, why don't you pull some of that good bread out of the freezer since you have spaghetti?
Yes, I will do. So I guess he's going to have a choice between potato soup and spaghetti, eh?
Sure, if you don't mind, if you just need four pieces of that sourdough good bread and you can toast it up.
I'm on it.
All right, I'm about North Avenue Market. I'll see you shortly. WSC on 87, stand by.
Okay, see you in a bit. WSBX 311.
Do I sound any better than Colt before? You know, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the issues here.
warning you, driving or something like that. Roger. You at? I'm over here in Rochester Hills. Where you at? No, I think you're driving and really, I mean, a lot of, you know, it don't sound that good at all. I don't know what is it. Are you on a handheld or are you on a big station like? On Detroit Repeater or Mount Clemens, which one? Oh, I didn't get none of that.
Yes. Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Romeo Papa Bravo 448 lurking.
No contact, 902, WSOZ, 793, minor.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPD 448, hello Bob, this is Kurt.
Good evening, Kurt. Sorry for the delay there. Yeah, good evening, sir. WRZP 544. How are things down your way this evening?
Things are well, I suppose. Trying to catch up on rest. Sugar levels down so I can finally get my surgery scheduled. And about the same as it was last time we spoke. Waiting on some snow here in another day or two, apparently. How are you up there?
System go here. No complaints whatsoever. Weather's looking good. It's been, of course, no sunshine and cloudy most of the day. Flurries on and off, nothing to get excited about. But so far, so good. No complaints.
Pretty much what it
be here all day. I am dreaming.
Some of that down. I don't know if my end of year and my HT battery was loading. I changed over. I still haven't moved the base station in here yet. But no, all good. And the surgery, that's good. And hopefully that'll go well for you and you'll be better off for it. Roger?
Copy that. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm going to just sit back and monitor for a while tonight, as well as you. Maybe we'll talk a little bit later tonight. But this is WRQT 448, Kurt, from Groveland Township, clear on your mind.
FYI, readable, but heavy static in the background. Not sure what's in that's on there. But yeah, copy the call. We'll be up here, as always. Be good, be safe, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSSE 793, Dave over here. Want to wave a good evening over to you, Kurt, and Bob over there. Good evening, gentlemen. From the SSE 793 monitoring.
RPD 448, hello, Dave. How are you today?
The usual, doing all right. Gloomy day outside. But I'm doing all right. How's Kurt doing there? Go ahead.
Well, about the same. No complaints. You're right. Kind of a gloomy day. That's always a bummer, but it's that time of year. But yeah, things are good. We're warm. It's not too cold yet. Over.
Here's you guys come on the way line. There was something I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask you the last time I talked to you. It slips my mind now, but watch. When I turn 7, it'll come to me.
Would it have been about my shortwave radio?
I think it was. What's the coverage? Is that what I wanted to ask you? Or maybe I just wanted to ask you how's it working along for
you? Just so you know, you're cutting in and out. I don't know if it's the sweet spot, your battery, or I think a lot of it's condition. I'm having better luck with the shortwave. I found some new the operation. I like it so far. I was able to find some channels I used to listen to on my other radio, so that was a little bit of a confidence builder. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I moved away from my sweet spot. Sometimes I don't pay attention while I'm talking. I'll turn or something, forgetting that I got this sweet spot here that I can't move even a hair to the right or left. It just throws it all off. What's the deal with you? You're coming through, but you're kind of coming through all staticky and stuff there, Roger?
Copy that. That's what Bob just said, too, but earlier I was loud and clear, so I'm wondering if it's conditions. Nothing has changed on my end.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you came through good that time, because usually when I talk to you, all the times I've talked to you and heard you out here, you come through clean and stuff like that. Yeah, that last transmission, you came in good. You'll come in good tonight. It's like you come in good, then you'll come in and you'll start fading in and out and dropping and everything, and just wondering, you know, are you on an sir, go ahead.
I'm on a base station, operating right now at 20 watts to hit the repeater. I've got a cheap Chinese-made antenna that's about 26 feet up in the air. Don't have the best coax, but it's worked good. Just checked my radio. It is not hot. So, who knows?
It's going to be conditions, and that's the only thing, the only explanation for it. It's got to be conditions. Yeah, you're coming through pretty good now. You're sounding good. I don't know. It's, like I said, if you're on a base station and you ain't moving around and you're doing what it was doing, well, then it's got to be the conditions there. Roger?
Thought I might have heard a break in there. Break, come back, please.
WIZP 544. I'm watching Node online here. All repeaters are doing their thing, so I'm going to chalk that up to conditions as far as it goes there. Roger? Yeah, sometimes you folks loud and clear in your transmissions, and then sometimes not with some static and breakup in the background. So it's the old propagation conditions out there, Roger.
Well, thank you, Bob. Greatly appreciate that. I wondered, because I've been hearing that intermittently all day as I've been monitoring. Thank you again, Bob. Over.
Do that. Nothing but a thing. You know, we all keep a clean station, and like you say, down there you got a hot spot. And I personally haven't moved my Radio Shack rig into the house here for the winter yet, so I'm still on an HT. Anytime I get next to a TV, computer, or any incandescent lights, yeah, that'll screw it up too for me. So I got sweet spots as well. Gentlemen, good meeting you and talking with you again this evening. We'll go ahead and clear the channel, and we'll be monitoring. The best to you both. WRZP 544, clear and listening. Kurt, I'll go ahead and turn the channel back over to you, sir.
WRPD 448 for identification purposes. Thank you again, Bob. We'll be monitoring. Maybe catch you later. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Bob 544. Appreciate it. You sound great. You always sound good. I don't think I've ever heard you come through with static and everything. But that's the thing, though. Gentlemen, I'm going to get back to what I'm doing, get this radio fixed, and then I got to head there. So, you gentlemen, have a good evening if I don't key up again, and take care of yourself. Kurt, WSFZ 793, and I'm on the site.
Thank you, 793. It's always great to talk with you. I will be monitoring intermittently tonight. This is WRPC 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, clear.
this is WSGC 426. You are coming in with a lot of static. WSDY 438, Shepherd, Michigan, on the base.
WSGC 428. I can hear you. You're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Come on back again. WIUG 48.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
Yo, what up, Tim?
Hey, not a whole lot, Jack. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, except a little bit tired. WIEZ 48.
That sounds like you've been overworked then today.
Yeah, I go outside and break those leaves out there right in front of the door. I had no other story for to do that.
Yeah, the leaves should be almost done, but there's a few of them still blowing around out here. I got some a little bit in front of my house, too, so. When we get the snow, they'll probably lock them down, but it should be just about done. When we get the blower out, I guess we'll blow them up the pile and bag them up or burn them.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We're gonna, is there another station out there?
WRZP 544, I'm just monitoring. I haven't heard any distant stations yet there, brothers.
Well, Bob, that station on Hagen's Lake, the BLS 100, is coming all the way here. Roger.
I've been doing homework, but I've had the HP turned off, and I wasn't able to copy. But roger that. Just waving a hand to you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, Jack, I'll turn the channel back over to you, sir.
So, Tim, how does it work?
Not too bad. It's another day. I had to work a little bit today, so it made the time go by fast. I don't mind keeping a little busy.
Tim, you know, another day, another dollar. But that dollar never stays. Always go out to that back door.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. But all right, keep piling. Just go down. Just push.
Are we getting a definitive from that? I'm getting a definitive from that 675 over there at Hagen's Lake.
Okay, they got another repeater there. It's 675, but with a different PL.
Different PL. 462-675 for the 100 PL.
Okay, that's going pretty far then. Hogan's Lake from where you're at, isn't it? That's quite a distance.
Yeah, that's way up north. Well, I don't know. Sometimes it do happen. Sometimes I get front repeater by itself. Sometimes the 550 comes here too.
Okay. Yeah. How's this radio sounding? Is it clear? I'm on the handheld right now, but I'm upstairs. I was playing on the HF band for a little bit. Pretty quiet out there, but is this radio sounding okay?
You always sound good. You're sounding good right now on your handheld. Let me ask you a question. That TYT 9800, how did you program it?
Well, it came with a programming cable. I used Chirp to program it. It pops up on there for the model. It'll pop up in there. I used Chirp. But I couldn't never get the copy and paste frequencies I want, so I physically printed them all out and then typed them in separately on each line.
That's not the way you program it. Here's what you do, Tim. Go on, buy two-wave radio, see if they sell it. If they sell it, click on, when you see the face, click on that. Okay, and you should be able to download the downloads and also the, what they call those other ones, there's two downloads to it. Then after that, it should be able to open up.
Hey, I got it opened up. It's doing the job for me right now. I got it in the truck, so I don't get to drive much. I'm not driving the truck very much. I actually meant to bring it back inside here and put it next to my HF radio, and I got a dual hookup on there on my power supply, so I can run another radio.
Hey, one thing I wanted to tell you, if you got two radio, one beside another one,
don't turn both of them on, because you're only going to get one. You're not going to get both of them. The other one is going to be dead. It's going to be really dead. And then I tried that on this big drain here with my VV-23s on. I couldn't get nothing out of drain. And after that, I turned the VV-20G off, and I went on the ham side, and I got it on. Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. Let me give you a shout back, Jack. I got a phone call here. I'll give you a shout back here in a few minutes.
WIUG, but it ain't clear.
Hey, WRNW329, clear. Talk to you later, Jack.
Good evening, 329, WRCC544.
Bob, how far are you from Hagen's Lake?
Hey, Jack, I'm 72 miles, but an hour and 6 minutes. That's not as the crow flies, Roger.
I see. Well, I'm over here, you know. In Rochester Hills, and I can hear that 675 repeater from Hagen's Lake. Roger.
Do that. Keep in mind, I'm just on the HT here in the living room. I'm not out. I didn't bring the base station in. I got the antenna for the house. I got the coax and good stuff, and I got some radio and power supply to put here in the living room for the winter. I just have behind the power curve because of surgery there, but no, I'll have to retune in another radio here and see if it'll handle and see if it picks up any better, Roger.
No problem, no hurry, Bob, don't worry about it. It's already dark outside, so you don't have to worry about nothing, Roger.
No, I ain't taking care of it tonight, no. But I'll keep an ear out and see what I hear over the old propagation this evening. And as always, I'll be around up in the lake. All right, gentlemen, enjoy. Jack, we'll do it again. WRZZ 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Y'all be safe out there. We're monitoring the frequency.
Hi, Bob. Good talking to you. Take care.
WIUG 488. WIUG 488. WRWY 979. Good evening, Jack.
Hello. How you doing today?
Well, pretty good, Jack. This is Joe over here in Clinton Township, you know, the WRWY 979. I got this frequency, the is it 675 programmed into my ham radio as a listening frequency, and when I hear you sometimes, I just want to chime in and say hello. And I want to make sure I say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. If I don't hear from you or talk to you, I don't always have the GMRS radio on, but I do have, like I said, the frequency in my ham radio so I can monitor. But you sound good today. Hopefully you're doing good.
Oh, yeah, Joe. Thanks for asking. You always sound really close by me here. Look like you're sitting by me. You sounding so good. But I don't hear you like you're right. Not on the you're not on the GMRS, you know, sometime you're on Hazel Park, and I listen to you in the Hazel Park on Sundays, right?
Yep, roger that. Yeah, I talk on the ham radio frequencies and the repeaters and simplex. And, yeah, I even talk to Canada on their repeater over in Windsor on the ham radio. got a few guys over there I know and stuff like that, but not to brag by any means, but that's what I do if I talk at all much. Don't get on GMRS a lot, but most of the time I get a hold of you and a couple of people I know. And some of us hams, like you know, have a GMRS, but don't necessarily talk a lot. But I just want to make sure I got in before the holiday comes, Christmas, and be able to wish you the best of all the holiday, Christmas, New Year.
Well, thank you. You do the same. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And anytime you like, we'll talk. No problem at all. Joe, I'll be honest with you. I'll try and get my ham license. My ham license, but I'm studying. I went twice and failed. Instead of you failed with 9 only, I failed with 10 twice. I could have passed. And it's still, you know, studying. Till next time, I'm going to be probably online, go online and do it.
Well, Jack, don't feel like you're alone because I'm studying for my general for ham radio. And I haven't been able to study enough to go take the test, so I haven't taken it yet. I just got to study more, practice tests and all that. And by the way, as usual, I'm talking on a Bofang 15 Pro HT. It's called a 15 Pro HT GMRS. And it's a handheld in my house, getting through the Mount Clements or Macomb receive site, right?
You sound really good. Is that the stubby antenna or the long antenna you got on it?
Well, Jeff, it's a Nagoya that you talk about all the time, and it came with that. And both the handheld HTs I got for Jeff was a good buy, geez, about 6 months or a year ago. At least a year ago, maybe, when I got the license for GMRS. And I've got these off of Amazon with the Nagoya, which is the better antenna, obviously. So I'm up to speed. I even can plug it in and charge it. And I could hook it up to my, I think my attic antenna could be used for GMRS, if I'm not mistaken.
Can do that, but you know, it's okay to do that. You know, if you have one archived or something like that. Even Don, I don't know if you know Don. Don, he passed away. He used to talk on that the DB20G from his ham radio antenna.
Yep, I hear you on that. Yeah, I remember him passing away. I talked to him a few times in the past, but yeah, I think my attic antenna, if not my A-Nittleman beam, I think the attic antenna can be used for GMRS because it's in the bandwidth, the band plan, and I got probably an attachment somewhere, an adapter I could put on it briefly to use that one, but since I'm getting into the Mount Clements receive site, all is well from what you're saying, right?
Just like I said, you sound like you're sitting by me here. That's how clear you are. Anyhow, that antenna was tested, not only me, a few people test them. And that's why we all went to from that Nagoya 771G. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yep. Well, the one I got was two HTs with battery, charger, and the extra antenna, the Nagoya antennas, so it couldn't beat up the bargain they had, a price on two HTs for one price with all that, batteries, charger, the extended Nagoya antennas for both. It was a heck of a bargain, so. But I'll let you go. I just want to shout out to you and say good evening and hello and wish you a good Merry Christmas if I don't get to talk to you doing busyness. We'll try to watch the last part of the Red Wings tie score in the last period, see if the Red Wings are going to win. I don't watch a lot of hockey, but this is the first game all year so far. So hopefully they'll win the one I watch because they lost several lately. So I'll just say adios. You take care. Talk again. from WRWY 979. Be clear after you.
You're always welcome. Honestly, guys, always welcome. The doctor, he takes care, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk then. WRUG 88.
Yep, my pleasure there. My pleasure. You take care. WWY 979 clear. WRNW 329. Copy, Jack.
Yes, go ahead.
I got a phone call there, kind of threw me off track. You were talking about that radio, I believe. 8900 that I got. Yeah, I just used the chirp to... I see they got software on their website too, right? That's the software you're talking about for the programming.
They got the whole shot. Look, I got the 9600, and I'm trying to program it, so I went through them.
Yeah, I believe I have that software too. That way you can make some other changes in there for the radio.
Another one besides the software. What they call those, oh boy. I forgot what they call them. But if you can hold on, I'll find out what they call them.
Okay, no problem. I'll be right here at WRNW-329. I'll be sitting here.
329 WIUT
38. Yeah, go ahead, Jack. I wasn't sure if you were calling me earlier. I was taking care of the little guy here for a second.
Well, what you gotta do first, you gotta download the drivers first. Because they got drivers to download them on your computer. Then after that, the software. And that software, what it'll do is, it'll ask you for a USB, key. You gotta have that.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded, I have that software, and, yeah, I downloaded the drivers so it recognizes USB and all that. I made some changes on that radio so I can use it. And then I loaded the codes in with Chirp.
I got it direct from them.
What was that, Jack? I didn't get that last transaction.
Got that program from them direct. I didn't use Chirp at all.
Okay. I'll have to take a look again at the software. I got all the software. I have all the codes and stuff in my computer now, the ones for the different... repeaters and stuff, but I have to take another look at it. But I did have to originally use that to make some changes I wanted to do.
And that's what I have to do. Then they give you the key to get it for the USB. That's a wrong number too. And the number also a letter too.
Yeah, if they go on the YouTube for the radio, they show you exactly what you need to do on there, and that's why I made the changes on mine.
Yeah, you know what, yeah. Well, it was one program, he cannot put on it. So I don't know if the D77.
In a program called G77?
Yeah, you cannot put on that radio. It'll burn the whole radio.
Okay, well, that radio is probably similar to the one I got, right? Pretty much as a dual bander. So it's probably a similar radio, right?
They just charge you more for them, that's all. Mine has GPS, but I never put a GPS on it.
Okay. What's the GPS for location? Or is that what it is for location?
Yeah. For the location. Wherever you're gonna go, you just put on a GPS and it'll tell you exactly where to go.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I think I do remember reading something about that them GPS options. I don't have that one on mine. But that's a good option to have if you're traveling around, you can easily look up all your local repeaters, correct?
Yeah, you got 1,000 channels.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think it's similar to the one that I have. Yeah, so I'll have to put mine inside. I got two coaxes there, but my HF radio only does 2 meter, 70 centimeter. So I can disconnect the cable off of that. And I use it for GMRS on my other radio, my the one in the truck that I'm not using most of the time.
With that CYC, you got that 9800. Does it do GMRS also, ham?
Probably not supposed to, but yeah, we gotta figure it out. I got it to work, but you have to do it with the software off of the website.
You have to know that if it's, you know, digital and analog. If it's got digital and analog, you're all set. But if you get all the digital, you cannot go on analog.
Say, if you go on YouTube, it'll show you exactly where to go, and you need a pass key to get in to make the changes. That's not hard to do at all.
No, I don't trust YouTube. This is WIUG48.
You can do a hard surgery if you watch YouTube. And take it step by step. You can do a triple bypass heart surgery on YouTube.
That's the first time I heard heart surgery on YouTube, which is good.
Well, nowadays, you can look up just about anything you want, fixing, cooking, anything you want to do. You don't really know how to do it. You watch enough YouTube videos, you can do it too.
Yeah, that's good idea to know that. I didn't know that you can cook and all that. If you wanna cook some steak outside, so just go on YouTube. How do you cook a steak outside? There's only two cooked steak outside: medium rare, and fully cooked. Did that tell you that too?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that on there. They give you the recipes. Actually, if you're looking to cook something and you've never done it before, actually, I made a, what was it called? A cowboy stir fry. So I never really heard of it, but I got all the ingredients. I wrote everything down, went to the grocery store, bought everything, and I got it for my Blackstone. Watch the guy do it. I could do that, all the seasonings and everything. And actually, it turned out really pretty nice. It was really good.
I like that in the summertime. You know, when it's hot outside, get a couple of steaks out there and put all the ingredients in them and let it cook. You know, that's what I do. Roger.
Oh yeah. Oh, you get all the ingredients, cut everything up, onions, everything you need to put into it, or whatever you need to do. Marinate. Oh, steak, if you marinate it first, is always going to taste better if you marinate first. In that last transaction, you come through a whole lot of static with you, almost covering up your modulation for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I heard that too. It looks like there's another station out there. Is there any other station out there? WIUG 48. Well, I guess not, Sam. I don't know. It sounds like somebody from way out. But out of nowhere, it's coming in, you know. Or somebody, a rookie, don't know how to put an antenna straight up in the air, Doc.
I copy that. Just say every once in a while, it's a whole lot of static. It's nice and clear, and then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of static coming through with you. I noticed that a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to you for some reason. So I don't know, some kind of interference out there. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was on the Higgins Lake repeater, it was on, the repeater was on, and I can hear one of the little kids talking and all that, but I couldn't get back to them.
Okay, I copy that. Do you have that QRZ app? Do you play with that at all? QRZ. Yeah, QRZ app. I got it on my computer. I was wondering if you had it, if I ever use it, look up call signs and make logs, all that kind of good stuff.
I don't have that. I got the other one.
The WRL one?
If I want to look up cosine, I go on myjamrs.com.
Okay. Yeah, I have got that one. I can see that one, but this one, I think it does it all on there, too. For HF bands, type it in, give you the location. You can log your what frequency you're on. It gives you the address, all that kind of stuff. Name, everything. You look up call signs on the HF bands. So I've been making a log on the WRL one.
You must have moved somewhere, because none of that stuff was, I couldn't copy anyhow. He says it's QRZ.com.
Yeah, QRZ. QRZ, yeah.
QRZ.com, and it should come out all these things.
Yeah, it's an app that you can load. You got to sign up for it. You download the app, you got to sign up for it, put your call sign in, create a password. And there's a lot of stuff for sale on there also, but it's all the for the HF stuff.
I'll check it out. No problem. Thank you. Anyhow, I will talk to you a little bit later. And I have to have something to drink right now. And you take care. You have a good evening. And good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. WIEG 48.
All right, Jack. Always nice talking to you. We're going to have to make it to one of those Saturday breakfasts there one day when I'm not working. I try to make it out. All right. Have a good evening if we don't talk to you. I'll catch you again. WRNW, 329, we're clear for now.
Well, I know you're on a handheld, Here's what you do if you're on a handheld. Hold up your radio straight up in the air, and you should be able to hit the repeater. Roger.
Roger.
WSEU 445, copy.
WSFX 401, standing by.
WSQ 907, radio check.
WSAX 473 WRNW 329.
WSGA
907, radio check. Yeah. Hey, radio check. Your radio's a little staticky back here. And you got that Roger beep on the end there. They might want to turn that off, over.
Copy that.
Other than that, you got a good signal. Just a little static. You're not sure where you're coming from.
Hi, I'm in Bloomfield, Michigan, trying to hit Detroit and Peter.
Okay, well, I'm out here in Clinton Township. These repeaters are all connected. I don't know if we know that or not.
Roger that. Thank you for acknowledging. I gotta go take care of that Roger beep.
Alright, no problem. Have yourself a good evening. WRNW 329 back clear.
You too. WSGA 907. Over.
WSGI 847. WSGI 847. WIUG 48, copy. Nothing heard. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
Yeah, where you at, Ken? Ken doing? WRTX 930. WRTX 930. WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, I heard you that time, Jack. Am I coming through all right? Do I sound okay?
You sound good. I was busy. I was not on radio room. I was on another room, in the living room. So I just came here. Roger.
All right, yeah, you sound a lot better there. How you doing, Jack? How's it going in this pre-Christmas era?
It's going good, but you know what? The traffic is just unbelievable around because everybody, you know, Christmas shopping, and I have not done nothing. Roger.
Well, that's pretty tough these days. I used to not go Christmas shopping until a couple of days before, but
you know, the malls these days are non-existent practically, and you got to buy everything online for the most part. So you're behind the curve there, Jack.
Yeah, behind radio curve.
Well, you're not behind the radio curve. You're always on the radio. You're there. You're in there.
Well, Ken, I'll be honest with you. I tried it twice. Instead of failing with 9, I failed with 10. And really, I don't believe that, you know what I mean? But that's what he said. That's what they say. It's twice. And the other one I failed with 5. I was by myself, but I had somebody, you know, read in a question, and I will always answer it back. Roger?
Well, it'll go. It'll go. Just keep at it. It'll go. You'll get it. It's not a problem.
But I can't. Every day we get old, so I don't know.
You're only as old as your brain thinks you are. So you're as young as your brain thinks you are as well. You're young, Jack. You'll get it.
I'd like to get it, I'll be honest with you. I'd like to get that license. Because I like to talk to the ISS people.
Hold on one second here. I'm gonna switch antennas and see if I've been trying a different antenna. I don't think this antenna is coming through real well. I'm gonna switch antennas. Give me just about 60 seconds here.
No problem. WIUG88.
All right, how does that sound? Does this sound any better?
Sound louder. 100% louder. Roger.
A 100% louder, really. That's pretty interesting. Well, you know, the RX is coming through a lot better on this antenna anyway. I was just trying some different things.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. So I have no problem with that. So how's Ken doing? How is the wife doing?
We're good. We're doing good. Thanks for asking. I heard she's doing pretty good. Getting ready for Christmas. We're going to have about 15 people over on Christmas Eve, so it's going to be a full house. It's going to be a lot of fun with family. Whatever that is.
There's a lot of enjoyment, believe me, with the family. Roger.
Oh, well, there'll be a few excited voices in the room, but we'll keep an eye on it. Make sure it doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, just take that vodka away.
Yeah, my sister was asking, so how many bottles of white wine do you have? I'm like, who drinks white wine? That's not a real wine. You drink red wine is a real wine. You don't drink white wine. That's not real.
The other day, my daughter asked, What are you, you gonna bring some vodka with you? I said, yeah, I have a bottle. I bring it with me.
Yeah, well, I thought only the Russians drank vodka.
No, there's still a lot of people drink vodka and juice, or vodka and Coke. And that zero Coke, I don't know. I had a little bit, and I couldn't take it.
Well, I got a bottle of whiskey, a couple of bottles of white wine, several bottles of red wine, and some beer. So that's my lineup for for the 15 people. So I hope it's enough.
Well, if you think it's enough, you know, just get a couple of those 24-pack of beer and put them outside. They'll be cold enough for them.
Yeah, well, I may just keep a stash out there and run outside to the radio shack to escape everything. So you never know.
Hey, you would not know. You might have somebody out there drinking one after another one that you don't know about.
I might find some call sign with 488 ending drinking vodka on Christmas Eve. You never know.
You're right. Sometimes it happens. One time we were up north, I'm not kidding, we were about 15 people up there in the cabin. We started drinking. I had two 24-pack of Bud Light outside in the cold. And I went back again to that 24-pack. I seen six of them missing. I said, who the heck could drink my beer? Nobody answered, and I wouldn't know what happened.
Of course nobody's going to answer. Did you really expect an answer?
I did, but if nobody answered, you know what I mean? So I just shut my mouth and sit out, because they're all family. What can you say?
It'll be fun. Well, I have a bunch of people over that, some of which I haven't seen in a little while, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, really, it is good with the family. I love that, honestly, guys. I really do. I always like to be that way. Roger?
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've had them all over here, so it's going to be interesting. Did I hear another station out there? Was there another station calling? WRTX 930. I guess not. Well, I'm going to go in for the evening here, Jack. Good chatting with you, as always. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'm clear on your final, sir.
Hey, can you take care? The other day I heard you, but I was walking out to go to downtown Rochester to see what's happening there. So I couldn't answer you back right away. So sorry about that. Next time I'll answer, no problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG fighting. WIUG 48, clear.
WASSLES in Bay City, Michigan, coming to you from my shiny new mobile radio. How do I sound? Can anyone hear me? Thank you much.
WSBI 847 WSBI 847 WIG 48, copy. WIUG 48 is clear.
WRVJ 258.